For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Bingo. Welcome to another Punch Drunk Fuck Faces. My name is Jason Tebow. My friends call me the Teeb. You can call me Mr. Tebow. And I'm here with Ari Shaffir, who is in Wizardland. Where are you?
Scotland. Can we call you Tebow Baggins?
Yeah, you can call me whatever you want. Dildo Baggins, even.
Well, then there's nothing to do with Tebow.
Yeah, but at least then you get a dildo involved.
Yeah. I mean, for sure.
Tripoli is gone today. Steve Renazzisi will be joining us in a little bit, but he's late. I guess he had to gas up the helicopter before he flew here. And the helicopter gassing. Hey, look at this. That was amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us, Steve Renazzisi.
Hey!
I just said you were going to be much later than you actually are. So you can see.
That's how I always do it. I walk in, like, right after you guys were starting dates out of the gates.
What happened?
No, that's perfect.
I would always walk in just when you were walking, like 4 minutes after they started.
I smell a little bit. Do you smell it?
Smell like a goddamn man. What's
that's
up,
right.
Kid? What'd you do? Go golf?
Yeah, I just played.
Did you play with Santino and
Pete? Not today. Oh. What are you doing? What's happening here?
Oh. It's a little warm. It's warm.
It's a little warm here, too, but.
You never have your shirt on.
We keep our clothes on.
He's in Wizardaria? What country? Yeah, it's in somewhere weird.
It's called Scotland. It's part of the United Kingdom.
Never heard of it.
Which was once part of Europe and no longer.
Hello, mate. Right? Is that it?
I think that's
hello,
you're thinking,
mate.
You're thinking of Mexico.
Oh.
That's a Mexican.
No, we don't talk either.
Tricky.
I'm not sure about either one of what you're saying.
How's it going over there?
It's going great.
Yeah.
I'm trying to maximize it. How do I maximize this? There we go. Get out of here. It's going great. Yeah, the tickets have been cool. I've been selling some, but like enough so I'll break even.
Yeah.
Now I do know, let's do sponsorship and dates out the gates, but then I want to hear the story that you texted me and texted me. Ladies and gentlemen, guess who got laid in Wizardland,
wherever
that country is, Mexico, wherever you are.
What was his name?
I'm telling you, it is fucking Scotland.
I will write that down next
his
time
name's
you say
Scott?
It. Scott. So you fucked a guy named Scott?
How big was his dick?
They're
big,
all Scott.
Big enough. Big enough,
not
I'm
that
sure.
Big. Not that big.
Not that big.
I mean,
aren't they all Scots?
Yeah.
Aren't who all Scots?
Everybody in this place.
In the Wiz area, wherever you are.
Oh, it's Edinburgh, Scotland. No, it's kind of a tourist. It's kind of like everyone's Scots in Mardi Gras. Is everyone from New Orleans at Mardi Gras?
Oh,
it's like not even,
I gotcha. So you got laid by somebody at Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Basically, Wizardland's version.
Well, everybody, we'll get into it, I guess.
Guys, a lot of stuff coming up you can bet on, including UFC 202, which I'm so excited about. NFL, I mean, do you get the balls to gamble on preseason football?
No, you can't. No, how do they even do spreads? How do you even know who's going to play?
I guarantee you people are doing it.
Are there spreads on preseason? There's got to be, I'm sure.
It's got to be. There's got to
be. It's so weird, though. You're betting against third squads.
Yeah, how do you take the over-under?
Over-unders would be all weird. I would always take the under.
The under, yeah.
But absolutely.
But you never know. Some of these defenses look pretty porous.
You just set the under so low.
I guess. But yeah, they don't have their stuff together, so it would be real tough to... I mean, you'd have to...
A lot of big mistakes, a lot of people going for two just to try it.
I guess, but I mean,
nobody wants to go to overtime.
Unless you watched every single snap at the practice, because you would have to know how the third-string quarterback's dealing with...
Or
people,
who it
you know,
is, or
who
much
it
playing
is.
Time there.
Yeah,
exactly.
You'd have
to
know.
If you got Babe Laufenberg third string, you might be in trouble. If you
and,
got
Most of the time, these coaches don't tell you how many snaps or how many series they're going to start the starters or, you know, like the other day, what's his name? Case Keenum was in the game till the second quarter.
Yep.
So, and, well, you know, he's going to be the starter, but like most starters don't stay in. They play a series or two.
Unless you're Case Keenum.
Yeah, and then you have the number one draft pick sitting behind you, and that's why they're like, well, we'll let this guy play, and then we'll let that guy play.
Yeah. So go to BetDSI.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and they get you 10 free bucks to gamble with. It takes about 2 hours to get it, so don't do it and then start tweeting at us that we're all idiots like some of you so kindly have. Oh, boy.
Anytime,
doesn't that place he's at look like a serial killer thing is about to happen?
The subway tile, everything's white.
Like if you, ooh, that's scary looking, Ari. Like if you pan down and it's just bodies.
Scotland Psycho.
Look at this guy acting. What an actor.
What a really great actor.
What a character choice. What a character choice you've made, Ari.
Yeah.
Melting
guys, candle.
You like melting candle? Oh, gross. God. That really creeped me out. That's like Terry Pugh's. Like, there's a girl saran wrapped to a fucking desk chair that he just keeps doing
and
that.
And we'll only get to her probably with 15 minutes left in the podcast. Oh, you mean that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I killed that girl
for
days
ago. I'd like you to mumble hello to my friend here.
guys, K-Man Coffee. Go to kmancoffeeco.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK there. That saves you like 15-20% on coffee, and they got all kinds of delicious stuff that'll keep you up for a very long time, and that helps our good buddy Tate Fletcher not punch Sam in the face. Actually, we should do it. If you want Sam punched in the face, go to caymancoffeeco.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and the first 1,000 people, once we get to 1,000 people that have done it, Tate Fletcher will punch Sam Tripoli in the face live on the show.
Oof.
How's that for a fucking promotion?
Yeah.
You're thinking about it.
I don't drink coffee, but I'll buy a couple cans just to see Sam punch in the face.
You don't drink coffee?
No.
You really? Stopped or never did?
Never had it. No, never
you're
had
not caffeine. What about tea?
I don't like this. I don't like hot liquids. I'm not a fan of like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Soup is fine.
Okay. Hold on. Let me set up a story then.
Remind me, I'm going to tell you about my soup popsicle stories.
Me and Renazisi are doing a commercial.
By the way, that's 10 years ago this year.
Commercial.
Really? 10 years ago.
2007, yeah. For Tiger Woods Golf 2007. Tiger Woods 2K7.
I remember this.
Got flown to Orlando. Steve had to fly from the upfront for Big Day.
Yeah.
I met him there, and we had to play Tiger Woods Golf.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is going to play with us.
Is he a cool guy in person?
This was 2007. Cool. Yes, very cool guy. Very he was probably our age almost. So
this is like he's blowing up, but this isn't like he's like gone crazy with women yet.
This is the year before he goes. Everything hits the fan.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we're gonna know this later. He was for sure already doing all that stuff.
Oh
yeah, totally.
He was because they were like they gave us a whole like hey, don't let him lead. Don't get filthy with him. You know, let him lead the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't start shoving.
They have more handler type.
He has
people.
Handlers. Then they have handlers to handle the handlers, and then people to talk to us. How to talk to the handlers? And there's a lot of
right.
A lot of politics.
It's like meeting the queen.
I remember at one point. You remember this? Somebody went over to Tiger and was like, "Hey, Tiger, what's your hunger level right now?" That's what they asked him. What is your hunger level?
Damn. Not like,
are you hungry? Do you want to get some food?
Somebody that thinks about food for him.
Yeah, what's your hunger level? And I remember he looked at us like, I don't know, like maybe we'll go to McDonald's on the way home or something. Like it really wasn't a big deal, but he had enough people around.
He wants some braised broccoli. He goes, I thought it was a Taco Bell, like just packed up. Yeah. Just gave that.
He did?
But they did ask him if he wanted coffee, and he said no, because he was staying off caffeine, right? Was that what it was?
Yeah, he said, I'm not drinking it right now.
Yeah.
And Steve said,
I don't drink coffee either. I don't like hot liquids. And then he goes, I have a hot liquid for you. Right?
Really?
Yeah, we were like, whoa. That was like the first inappropriate joke made all day. And I was like, oh, okay.
After hearing, don't be dirty around him.
Yeah. I got a hot liquid for you.
Oh, really? What if that's like that thing, don't be dirty around him because it's going to cause him to snap because this guy's fucking everything that moves. See, even the slightest mention of even if you just say hot liquids.
Yeah, he's like a pussy alligator. He's going to
spin that
down.
Into a cum joke.
Yeah.
So just stay away from all of it. I got a hot liquid for you.
I got a hot liquid for you. He was down to earth guy for the most part. I mean.
For sure.
I mean, you think that it's like you get that rich, and like you said, he's our age with like billions, hundreds of millions at that time. I mean, eventually the B word comes out. But at that time, hundreds of millions of dollars. So your handlers have handlers have handlers.
Yes. There's like, there's no stone left unturned.
Because they all need jobs. Everyone gets on the tit.
Yeah.
Yes. There's 10% going to a lot of people. Then that 10% is a lot of money. So that 10% has to pay, you know, assistance and
you eventually hire people. A man or woman or company that goes, listen, we're going to run all of your affairs. And what they do is they just keep hiring people to do shit. You got to drive what you got a guy that does everything.
Well, then eventually got out of control.
Yeah, it seems like it always does. When doesn't it?
It really does.
How did it get out of control? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember the whole, I really wish I would have liked to have seen what would have happened if nothing ever came, like if she never found out. I bet she'd have 23 majors right now.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I think
she never found out, he never derailed with a sex addiction, which is
apparent. He never derailed.
He never would have derailed had she not found out. He probably would have figured out, and a maturity level would have come to him at some point.
Do you think
he was winning while he was doing it? That wasn't the issue.
What do you mean?
He was winning while he had a sex addiction.
Yes, that wasn't the issue. The issue was with him. I think everyone, the mask being unveiled, and that he's now not the person that everyone thought he was. And then the his invincibility just sort of went away, and everyone thought.
Let me give you another theory. So this was somebody told me because I was like, that's when he started going downhill. That was shortly after his father and mother died, and after that is when he couldn't concentrate on his game anymore.
Yes, when his dad died.
Not because of his wife finding out. His wife finding out was a symptom of the same thing. He no longer had the heart.
Yeah, I read that article about him, and they basically said when his dad died, he just sort of filled in
which
the gaps.
Article?
Was that Sports Illustrated or ESPN article? Was that it? Yeah, they just sort of said he filled in the gaps with military stuff. His dad was big into the military. So, there's a whole theory that he essentially ruined his own career because he would get hit in the legs doing, training with Navy SEALs and stuff. And, there's a whole theory that he basically tore his ACL not playing golf but by doing these drills with these Navy SEALs. And essentially that sort of just, once you get an injury like that, it's hard to come back every time. And then everything that happened, it made it harder and harder, but both on a public and spectrum. So, it's like maybe he would not have, had his dad not passed away or whatever, he would have filled in those gaps. But I don't necessarily think it was all the affair stuff. I think that it was all.
Yeah, it could be that. And honestly, a lot of athletes at 32, it starts to go.
Yes.
That's when it happened for me.
It's not like that's when you see Randy Couture last till 40-something and George Foreman, that's not normal. Shut up, Tebow.
No,
that is not normal. You shut up. Put the shirt on. You show Ren Azizi your new belt?
What? Oh, it's his dickhead, right?
No.
It's going to be his dickhead.
Maybe.
I knew it was going to be his dickhead.
I mean, he guessed it dead on.
Yeah, dick. I knew it was
the
head.
12th time on the show as well. Oh, I like those socks, all right? Those are good.
Yeah, those are good.
Oh, yeah, look at you. Oh, so anyways, I think, that's everything. You guys got to use Amazon. Everybody loves to use it. Everyone has to buy something online. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Click the Amazon link. Do all the shopping that you
got to. I buy a boner when I watch Transparent. That's what I buy.
Really?
On Amazon, yeah. that Transparent show has got me horny as fuck.
Yeah, she's pretty hot, Jeffrey Tambor.
She is pretty hot.
Really?
Yeah, and Bradley Whitford's pretty hot, too.
Bradley Whitford's in that?
Yeah. She's pretty hot as well.
Good actors.
I watched that. I think I talked about it on this show. That documentary on Netflix about ping pong.
No, I didn't see it.
Has it come through your way yet? You know how there's like certain shows, just every genre, it still recommends the same. I'm like, how's this recommended?
Is it a documentary?
Documentary about two girls and a guy that are all teenagers, but all making the U.S. Olympic ping pong. So it's all the things these motherfuckers go through to make the Olympic ping pong.
Have you watched any ping pong in the Olympics?
Oh, well, this documentary made me want to watch.
Oh, really?
I
watched one dude. There was one guy.
You got to see these guys.
17-year-old kid playing a 55-year-old guy.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
Yeah. All three of them are in high school.
He said the older guy, he was in the Olympics before the other guy was born. His first Olympics he was in before the guy he was playing was born.
Sports. There's certain sports where age is not really – bowling, it's like you can play a lot longer. Uh-huh. You know? It's like there's a vibration. I was at a rodeo in Calgary, and there's some girl when her first – she was 17, and the woman who tied with her, they tied. It was a neck-and-neck finish. She was like 47, and she was like, I'm friends with her mom. She was like, give it up for her, for the girl. It's her first time. It was crazy.
Wow.
There's a gymnast, 41 years old. This is her seventh or sixth Olympics. I think she's 18.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems
old. She came out of retirement, right?
I don't even know if she ever retired. She's just been to every Olympics the last six or seven.
Well, yeah, but because it's not like you're being in Olympics every day. I mean, doing gymnastics every day. How many gymnastic events are there in a year?
All of them?
Four?
Are there really?
I don't know.
I'm going to guess zero. I'm going to guess it's the Olympics, and then they just go back to the car wash or whatever they do. I'm sick of the Olympics.
Are you really?
I got a question.
What?
You guys watch cycling at all?
I watched, a little bit of the road race stuff. I don't watch that thing in the
you're
like,
into
around
the Olympics.
Circle.
I can already tell.
Yeah.
But
you
in
like
the tube,
it.
In the circle that
no,
they're in.
I haven't watched that one.
They sometimes go up and then lose ground and go back in. They all end up going, go up.
Oh, yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like they're giving away their position. What is that?
Isn't it centrifugal force? It brings you up. It'll make you come faster
only
back
one
down.
One guy goes up. The rest go under. He lets them all go. Then he goes back down. They're all going like this. And then one guy's like, nope.
Maybe he didn't like the position. I don't know. Drafting. There's all sorts of drafting things.
It's very weird.
I don't understand any of it. You've been enjoying the Olympics, and you seem like you're into it.
I watch, I get the highlights during the day if I don't watch it, but I'll usually catch, an hour's worth of stuff during the day.
What sports do you like in it?
I mean, beach volleyball is so much fun to watch.
You sound like Tripoli. Now, or any other married man. You like to watch, do you watch men's beach volleyball?
Not as much as I like watching women's beach volleyball.
Okay.
It is fun.
Gymnastics, women's beach volleyball.
Oh, interesting.
What else are you loving about these Olympics?
What else? Oh, the synchronized water dancing.
Okay.
Just chicks, though.
The beaches.
Just the females, yeah.
And then, I don't know, you usually blow my load by then. So not much more time after that. I got kids, you know?
Yeah, and then usually my wife wakes up. And then back to my normal life.
Back to me. Being me again.
The cool thing is watching here at our flat in Edinburgh, and I've never really been around this before, but everyone, there's whatever's game or sport is on, and people start cheering, and then you realize, me and DeRosa are cheering for a different team than the other three guys here.
Yeah, that's true.
It's usually Olympics, everyone's on the same side.
Now, who's everybody rooting for in Wizardland? Or whatever the name of that.
Great Britain.
Are they?
Yeah, because they're all from London, and Scotland is part of London. Yeah, they're Scottish guys.
Right.
They did good. Justin Rose won the golf gold medal, and I think Andy Murray's going to win the tennis gold medal, so they're probably psyched about that.
Can't believe Serena lost.
Early, too.
Yeah.
I think that, I don't want to say that. I'm going to say you go into the Olympics and you go, I don't really give a fuck. If I'm Serena.
I think so.
And I got medals, and I've won every major. And this is distracting time away from me.
You want your last one though to be good, though. You don't want your last one to be like, did she go to the Rio Olympics? You don't even want her one of those things. Like, oh no, she didn't. She didn't medal.
Yeah, your last one.
Well, I mean,
she's
gotta be. She's almost 30.
Venus? I think she.
Yeah, Serena. Venus is over. Venus is over 30. She's older. Serena's younger.
Which one would you bang first?
The dad.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm not attracted to either one of them.
What about you, Ari? No, I'm not saying you have to.
Oh.
Not that you would want to. I mean,
Serena.
I don't think I would give a fuck to bang either one of them. But if I had to, I would probably bang
Halle Berry?
Serena first.
I mean, they're both gross.
34.
Serena's 34. Venus is older than her, right? Yeah, that's old, man.
So, yeah, she'll be.
When Venus came in and it was like, oh, she's unstoppable. No one's going to be there. And then 2 years later, it's like,
her
sister's way
better. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that. I mean, that's a very. They dominated that sport.
Dominated.
And still trying to do.
They're sisters, too.
Ari, that is racist.
That is racist.
Just because they're black
doesn't mean you just have to call them.
There's probably not a lot of black people in Wizardland over where you're at, is there?
How many have you seen?
There's so few.
You said that with a sense of urgency, didn't he?
Yeah, in America, people like cross the street. Here, everybody goes like,
"Oh my god,
really?"
They just,
stare at a black guy if he walks around.
Not that much, but it makes you go like, "Whoa." Like, you don't know, it's like a fucking Dewey Beach.
Is it Hannibal and Ian Edwards? Probably it makes up half of them, right?
Yeah. No, hold on. I thought that was the same person.
No. Ian's shorter.
You're thinking of Byron Bowers.
Oh, guys, we got a call.
Mm-mm.
Let me see if I can do this correctly.
Oh, boy.
You're on the air with the Punch Drunk Celebrity Hotline. Who do we got?
Who wants to talk some dinosaurs?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while.
Get my video back on.
George Rush St. Pierre. How are you, buddy?
Rush, Rush, hurry, love, come to me.
What?
Get my You're singing Paul on. Abdul.
I'm trying, aren't I?
Are you a big Paul Abdul fan?
Do you follow me on Instagram?
I do not. I follow Cowboy Cerrone. He's pretty much the only fighter I follow on Instagram.
Did you see I was in Israel, your homeland, recently?
No, really?
I went with NBA player Omri Kaspi. I was hanging out with Jeremy Piven at the Dead Sea.
That's really lame, man. Jeremy Piven's one of the lamest people I've ever heard of.
Wow, you are coming at me aggressively. I'm trying to get back into fighting, and you're bringing negative energy to me.
It's not that, George. It's not that. I'm just saying your buddy's not that cool. You I love. I'm not a Piven fan. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
I went to Israel because the aliens told me to visit there.
Now, the aliens, have they been talking to you, and are they fans of your dinosaur show?
Yeah.
The aliens love the dinosaur show. They don't understand why I was only given two. They thought I should have been given a full season run.
Well, maybe it'll be popular enough that they'll have you back. Now, did the aliens tell you to come out of retirement? Because all that we hear is that George Russ St. Pierre is preparing for a return to the UFC.
The aliens demanded I come back. I owe them some money. They take 30% of my earnings, so they are urging me to fight again.
They demanded that you come back.
Aliens do?
30%?
The aliens are very cutthroat, and they want money from me, so I will come back to fight Tyrone Woodley.
Okay, now is that the rumors?
Are you really coming back to fight? For real, George, are you really coming back to fight?
I am coming back. I have already stopped taking a little bit of kitty litter because I guess if you take too much, they can test for it. But if you take the right amount, you are okay.
Like testosterone?
I have never taken that, Ari. You know that. I want two fighters to be tested. I am against PEDs.
No, but I'm saying the way you can only take a little bit of testosterone and get okay, is it like that with kitty litter too?
No comment.
Now, George, okay. How much kitty litter are you legally allowed to take in the UFC? This is kind of a breaking news. I don't think people really knew this.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a thing.
If you inject it, I believe you can get away from being tested. I've been injecting kitty litter into my eyeball because a lot of my veins are dead.
Yeah. But isn't that like a powder, like a grain? How are you injecting it into your
rocks?
Yeah,
it's a long process, but you have to find a big syringe that can get some of the grainy kitty litter in there, and then go right into the eyeball.
And do you really think this is the most effective way to start your comeback against Tyrone Woodley? This is going to put you over the top.
100%.
Wow. Well, that's dedication right there. I mean, not a lot of athletes would inject cat litter into their veins.
Well, he's had quite a gnarly kitty litter addiction. And what about computer spray?
But honestly, not a lot of athletes would rise to that level that George Rush St. Pierre has risen to.
The future.
A little industry secret. Usain Bolt is on the KL and the computer spray.
KL. KL. Yeah, the KL.
Kitty litter, yep.
But now I guess they don't test for the KL or the CS in the Olympics.
The Olympic testing and the MMA testing, they are behind. They don't understand the power of the KL and the CS. They don't even know about the healing power of the ketamine.
Oh.
The ketamine.
The healing power of a horse tranquilizer.
The numbing healing power of a horse tranquilizer?
No, George, this is true. I don't know if you remember this, Ari, but there was a long-running rumor of you wrestling for the Canadian national team in the Olympics. Whatever happened with that? That is true.
I went to some practices, and I did not like the vibe I was seeing. The guys were... They were against denim shorts. They said to me to take off my UFC belt. It was hurting them in the grappling, and I walked away from it.
Why were you wearing the belt just during
while
practice?
You were grappling? Yeah,
you're not even defending like that belt. Practice. This is just regular wrestling. Why wear the belt?
These men needed to be humbled and to know they were around a true champion.
Okay,
I mean, Iron Sheik.
I get the shorts, but the belt I thought maybe might have been a bit much.
Have you been hanging out with the Iron Sheik? Because that's where you got the word humbled from?
I've been up to watch some professional wrestling. Unlike Connie Mack, I respect the men and women who are sports entertainers.
Now, what do you think about old Connie Mack and Nate Diaz rematch on Saturday? You got any thoughts about that, George?
I plan on watching the fight with some Vaseline handy next to my shorts, just in case it gets so exciting that I need to touch myself a little bit.
Okay. Wow. I thought you were going to Vaseline yourself up like you were infamously known for.
It seemed like that's where he's going with that, because he's known for Vaselining and not playing by the rules, but instead Vaselining himself.
I'm actually laying in a bath right now of Vaseline. I'm slippery when wet, Ari.
Mm-hmm.
You are slippery when wet. That's
Ari,
sure.
Are you? Where are you? Are you in Scotland?
I am in Scotland, George. I am in Scotland. Why?
I have a good friend there named Fergus. He can give you the best KL and CS you've ever had in your life.
Dude, wow. I love that.
What?
So how do I find Fergus?
Go to the Haggis shop on the East 85th Street.
You dumb fuck.
East 85th Street. You know where that is, Ari, right?
Yeah,
it's right over the bridge.
East 85th Street.
That old bridge that everyone knows about.
Go to where Andy Murray first played tennis. I forget the name of the place. Mm-hmm. And just yell up to the sky, Fergus, and he will appear after three times.
Wow. He lives next to Sean Connery.
You really are the wizard land.
There really are castles everywhere. It's kind of amazing.
Now, George,
Who are you with?
I'm by myself right now.
Are you wearing a kilt? Because your balls cannot be contained by the fabric of a skirt.
Or normal pants.
Yeah, I did try to buy a kilt, and they said this isn't long enough. And I was like, I need a longer one. They're like, that's for women. And I was like, well, let me show you my problem. And then I showed them my left ball dipped way below the surface of the kilt. And they said, we're really stuck here because we illegally can't sell you a woman's kilt. But we understand how this male kill is not good enough for you.
Why can't they legally?
What a conundrum.
Why can't they legally sell you one, Ari? What if you're buying a gift for your female friend?
They have to be there. It's kind of like buying beers; you can only buy one at a time.
What if you were transitioning? If you wanted a kilt for the next,
look at their coins.
Oh, yeah. That's dragons on it.
Speaking of female friends, are you? What are you doing? What do you have going for you in Scotland?
Hey, GSP, you want to be a part of hearing this story, because we were talking about this earlier on the show, and now Ari's about to reveal to us. Ari just got laid in Scotland, and he will now share this story.
Well, as you know, I haven't been masturbating.
You haven't?
I have not.
Yeah,
so
he took a time out.
Mm-hmm.
It was particularly backed up. I'm living with four dudes, and I just said, I'm just not going to. Let me see if that'll make me more social and try to get out there.
Now, at any point in time, did you get, like, horny enough that you're like, maybe I'll fuck one of these dudes that I'm living with?
I definitely was going to fuck my hand, and I was like, don't. See if you can fucking make it through this month.
A month?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's ambitious.
A month.
That's ambitious.
But I was like, if I can come inside a woman, then that's all the better.
Okay. And what was that like?
So I met a girl at a show, and she was like, hey, that was nice, whatever. She was sitting in the second row by herself. I was like, cool. And then she was like, well, I'm leaving tomorrow night. So, like, what are you doing tonight and tomorrow? I was like, I don't know. We tried to meet up. Didn't work. And then Friday night, the day before she left, she was like, well, let me know when you're done with all your shit. But I was like, it won't be till, like 1. And she's like, that's okay. And so I texted her at 1. We had a drink or two drinks.
Time out.
Okay.
Go ahead, George.
Was she going back to her planet?
No, I think you're thinking of the aliens again. That doesn't exist, but if it does, that's not who I was talking to.
But where was she going?
She was going back to her home in New York, who I'd never met her before, but she lives in New York.
Okay, continue.
I think if you're on vacation in a place like this, everybody feels it, like you want to get laid. You know what I mean? You want to get laid. It's one of the things. Boys and girls.
They can feel that in you, you're saying.
you want to get laid.
They want it also. They're like, I took a trip to Scotland for a week. You want a story of like, I had sex.
Yep.
Anyway, so she goes, tell you what, Ari, here's the deal. So I made out with her in this bar, and she was like, listen, I was like, you want to go back to my place? She goes, yeah, but I'm on my period. So like, I do like it. I definitely would do something with you.
I respect her telling you right out the gate.
Of course.
Absolutely.
That is an adult move, and all two women, and granted you're lesbians, that listen to this show, hey, spread the word. Don't get me on the hook for 2 or 3 hours of hanging out with you. Both of us know what we're intending here, and then be like, sorry. Tell me right out the gate. Tell me right out the gate. Then I'm like, okay, cool. I'll still hang with you, but I'm not going to be fucking having these delusions of grandeur. And you're also going to be sucking some dick, by the way. But go ahead.
Yeah,
that's a woman who has fucked a few times before.
What's that? What's that, George?
Yeah, George, what was that?
That's a woman who has fucked a few times before.
Yes.
Veteran experience and leadership there.
Yes.
Yes, yep.
Yeah,
leadership.
Yeah.
Leadership is the key word.
Yeah, leadership.
That's not a virgin move.
Go ahead, Ari.
So, but it's like, it is. It's like if you go into a Subway restaurant and they're like, hey, we're out of bread. They should wait until you don't want to shop through the whole thing and then be like, oh, we're out of bread.
I'm sorry for interrupting. Question, Ari. On a scale of 1 to 10, in normal American like scale and in Hollywood scale, what are we working with here?
Okay, normal American, she's good, man. It's pretty good. Especially, but keep in mind, I've been not masturbating, and I've been in Scotland, home of the fucking.
I'm factoring all that in.
Have you fucked any loaves of bread?
I'm almost forgotten a little bit.
Oh, it hasn't been that. You haven't been in a fucking prison camp for a fucking year. You're on vacation for a week.
You're in a hotel room.
Act like he hasn't seen women in fucking. Answer the question, cheese.
You're free. Okay.
And there is college. We are in a college town, so it's going to be younger, hotter girls that way, too. I would say she's probably, for out here, she's a strong 7, maybe an 8.
Okay.
Okay.
What does she walk around as?
In L.A., she's a 6, 6.5.
Yep.
Okay.
In L.A., 6.5.
She's like a Des Moines 8.
Yeah, good. Young.
How big were those titties?
Whoa,
yeah,
George.
How about those fun bags?
They were nice. They were perky. Not massive, but like real strong, you know, nice. Sag, just shaped.
She has the kind of tits that could take a punch.
Yeah.
At what point did you bagpipe this lady?
You gave her the old bagpipe, didn't you?
Yeah, so we wanted to, I was like, all right, well, I'll tell you what, I have some pot in my place. Oh, that's what she said. I was like, we can go back there and smoke. And I was like, then she goes, yeah, we can, but I'm on my period, so we can't.
That's
like,
your.
I would love you.
That's
she
your.
Goes, we can make out. So I was thinking, blowjob.
Yes.
You know, I was like, I'll take that. I haven't come in fucking 9 days at that point.
Yes, of course you'll take that.
What about the back door baseball slide?
Another great question. What about sliding into home?
I did for sure consider that, too, as an outside possibility.
Yeah, because that's always the move when you're like, hey. She's like, hey, we can't fuck because I'm on my period. I'm like, hey, listen, lady, your mouth ain't bleeding.
Yeah, but also, she would have said if she was that open, I'm on my period, but, you know, my asshole's always open.
Yeah.
I think that if that was actually a situation that could have happened, she would have brought it up already.
This lady wanted the butthole, I can tell from right here.
Yeah.
Ari, if she had offered you a hand job, would you have accepted it?
For sure, because then I could come.
Because it's 9 days, right? But under normal circumstances, would you have, if you had you come like 3 hours before that?
Well, if I'm with a girl, she's at my place, we're making out, and she's like, starts to jerk me off.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, no, don't do this.
You're going to come and then be like, that wasn't my favorite.
Right, but if she came over, if she like texted me the day before, it's like, I can come over tomorrow and give you a hand job only, I'd be like, I'm kind of busy, actually. Mm-hmm. But once you're there, obviously you'll think that.
You know what you do when the girl starts giving you a hand job to just be discouraging, but in a kind way? Just start laughing at them. Just, you know, you're just laughing like it's almost ticklish. I like it. You know what I mean? And they're like, I'm not getting the end result that I want in there. That I want in this.
You.
I know. This is so cute.
That's cute.
What are you, you're crazy.
That's cute.
You're just cute.
Thank you. Thanks for that.
You can leave now.
I'm confused. To me, a hand job is one of the best things in the world.
Really?
How so?
From Quebec, man. That's because you're from French Canada. You guys are a little weird there.
When they're feeling the belt and they look down and I'm eating poutine and she is stroking little George St. Pierre, it's a great feeling.
I also would have accepted little GSPP.
Who is little GSPP?
That's what some people have called it, especially my black friend, David Loazzo.
How is David Loazzo, by the way?
He was good. I bought him a ticket to Israel. He was at the Dead Sea as well. And when I put on the mud from the Dead Sea on my skin, I looked kind of like David Lorenzo.
Did you go floating in the Dead Sea with the belt on, George?
I wore the belt and the salt kind of eroded some of the words on it.
Wow.
So what does it say now?
Yeah, what does it say now?
It Old Ampin?
It FC.
FC champion.
All right, when was the bagpiping? Come on.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, get to the piping.
So we get up there, we get some water, we put our bag down here. I was like, quiet, my roommates are all here. Get upstairs, we start making out, and then instantly, like, she starts taking her shirt off, and then her pants just come off.
Okay.
I was like, oh.
She, okay.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Then what did it?
Like, it's like the level, like, it's like when, if you're a white guy in New Orleans and you saw the dam burst where it did, you're like, uh-oh, maybe it's all going to be black people. happiness level. Yeah, so I was like, maybe. And then I was like, yeah, let's do it. And she goes, I'm on my period. Do you want me to take my, we can fuck without, but I have to take my tampon out. I was like, yeah, get it the fuck out already.
Yeah.
Instantly. Not even any like, oh, God. Just straight at it.
Condom, no condom.
No.
Come on, man.
Thank you, dude. I appreciate
it. And you dumped it inside of her because she was on her period.
Yes.
And she can't get pregnant.
Is that true?
Okay, well, I sort of came a little bit, and I wiped some of it off, but some was still coming, and then I was like, shoved it back in. But
wait,
I got a lot of it off.
Wait.
Hold
on.
You put it in.
No.
How do you wipe some of it out?
No. It's off.
So you pull your dick out, come a little bit, and then you go, you know what? I'm going to throw it right back in instead.
The face of the dick. And then I was like, you know how you're about to come? You're like, wait.
Yep.
Yeah, especially when you haven't masturbated in 9 days. I didn't take that into account.
Yeah.
I should have used a condom. I said, that time I should have.
Yeah, what minute was this? Minute three into this?
Oh, one. And I was like, okay, wait. And I was like, let me, I can't go down on you. So it's like, let me, I don't know, feel your boobs or something. And because you don't want to say I'm about to come.
But she knows.
Why don't you want to say that?
It's right away. It's
like, because you're embarrassed. It's not that you don't want to use the phraseology. You're embarrassed because it's so quick.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're 10, 15 minutes in, you say, I don't want to come yet, then it's like, okay, that's fine, but not like right away.
Maybe
does it hurt more because you're a celebrity?
You have a reputation to uphold.
Yeah, exactly.
You get all that under all that pressure like Marvin Gaye had.
Could you just pull out, come all over, and then jam it right back in and just keep going to work? Would you be able to do that? No, you would lose it.
No. But I was able to come. So if this is my head, and it's like a little like I was like wipe, and then a little more came out. It's like wipe, mm-hmm. wipe, and then all right, still hard, fucking shove.
Got it.
But not a full.
Was there a lot of the ejaculate, Ari, because you were saving up for the special occasion?
occasion.
Yeah. Well, I guess there was. And so then she went. We sort of did it for a while until I got sort of tired. Then she went and got a condom. Not kind of condom. Got another tampon. Put that in.
Your ass?
Good question.
Plugging?
I would actually consider, I didn't consider this. I need a tampon for my butt. The amount of it bleeds,
oh
I would
my
love
God.
One.
Oh my God.
Do they make one?
Jesus. Jeez.
Yeah, they're called manpons.
Fuck.
Don't they really make
that
them?
Is what we call a buzzkill?
Yeah, did you mention your bloody asshole to her? You go, oh, honey. Can you also grab me a tampon because my asshole constantly bleeds?
Oh, yes. So and I have a question. If a girl was giving you a blowjob, right, and then all of a sudden she started, like, say this girl started working her way down towards the bridge and then heading towards you, would you have to go, hold on.
Head back.
Yeah, this is like the Tappan Zee Bridge. It's closed right now. We can't get over it. This is
There's a
disaster.
Dragon there. It's Scotland.
Have you? Has any girl ever even broached the subject of eating your ass, Ari?
One of them did, and I sort of let her, but I felt just bad for her the entire time she was there.
Oh, very sensitive, Ari. Sweet, sensitive Ari.
Yeah.
Sounds like a masochist.
Yeah, if you're getting a blowjob, you're just like, oh, this feels good. You know, you look at her hair, you know, you look at her head, it's like, oh, it's so hot. But you don't actually consider her sticking someone's dick in her mouth. But, like, that's all I was thinking when the asshole got licked. I was like, oh, you lick the bumps. The fucking ridges.
The many.
Did you kill her after?
She killed herself.
I think she's died of natural causes.
No, that was chlamydia. untreated chlamydia.
You should have exercised that woman. She deserves to be put down.
Straight up, bro. Straight up. Good one from the champ. All right, can you please do us all a favor on this show? And just so, you know, not to embarrass anybody, everybody listening to the show right now, put your fingers in your ears so only the champ and Steve and I can hear this. Hey, Ari, say this girl's first and last name so I know never to ever randomly kiss this girl on the mouth.
Oh, the one who did it?
Yeah.
That's my acting class. Nah.
Okay. I probably don't have a chance to run a Meyer then. Some girl from your acting class in 98.
It was like 2000.
Is she an Olympic correspondent by any chance?
Yeah, she is. Why?
Leslie Jones?
Just curious. Are you in love with this woman from New York?
Yeah.
Good question, because now you waited.
No, George.
No, but you saved yourself for a very long time for this one special girl. So do you have anything big you'd like to announce?
That I'm getting married? Is that what you guys
are doing? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir with a big announcement.
Congratulations.
Getting married.
We knew this was going to happen.
Congratulations. James, tweet right now that a big announcement, Ari's getting married.
Getting married. Second marriage for Ari.
Now, what nationality, where is she from?
Somewhere like New Jersey or something.
Oh, she was American.
This one, yeah.
This one?
The one I hooked up. Which one are you talking about?
The one you hooked up with the other night. Breaking news.
She was married.
Ari Shaffir is getting engaged. Got it. So you got engaged to this girl when you're in Wizardland, and she is also American?
Yeah, she's an American, too. So I'm probably going to see her again in New York.
Good.
When I get back.
Are you going to take her to Grace Papaya?
What, did you just get to New York and have one reference?
That's all I know. I go there every time. The hot dog is, I almost deep-throat it. It is so delicious.
Wow. Dude, I used to have that Grace Papaya. It is awful. I used to eat there all the time. I was like, a real New York hot dog.
Nothing. Ugh.
Are you saying
disgusting.
I have bad taste?
I'm saying you have the same taste I used to have.
Gutter taste.
But don't you ever just go to the Statue of Liberty and stare at it and wonder?
Wonder
what, George?
Because it represents everything of the country I wish I was from secretly.
Oh, ooh, wow. That's another George. Big announcement. All right.
Denouncing Canada.
Damn, another big
fucking
announcement.
Nailed it.
George Rush St. Pierre secretly wishes he was from America.
And stares at the Statue of Liberty.
And just wonders.
Wonders. What it would be like to be from America.
Steve, what did you golf today?
Where did I golf?
What?
Oh, what did I shoot?
Yes.
Shot a 93 today. Not good.
Wow, that is not good.
Oh, that is terrible. Even I know that.
Yeah.
George doesn't
shot an 83 golf. Last Thursday.
I know that. I talked to, saw Court.
Yes. Not good today, though.
He's like, I go, what did Steve shoot? He goes, he shot like an 83. I go, damn, man. Steve is a good golfer.
Shoot, getting better. Regularly?
Yes, regularly. Today was a disaster. I walked and it's 100 degrees outside.
What did you shoot? He goes, 71, but I missed fucking like four putts.
Court was one over.
Like 71 and he missed four
birdies
four
on
putts.
The front.
Yeah.
Four birdies on the front.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Four birdies, three bogeys. There's some bullshit.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
But that's incredible.
Has Ari played any of these Scotland courses?
Yeah, I thought
I'm going to play on next week.
Are you actually playing?
St. Andrews?
Yeah. No.
No.
But I am playing a Scottish course.
That's cool.
The problem with St. Andrews, you have to have a handicap.
Yes.
It's not a great one, 23 or 27.
I think your asshole is your handicap.
You have a lot of handicaps, your balls, you are missing a toe, you have hemorrhoids.
Your asshole looks like shit.
Hey, George, why don't you go soak in a tub?
You got the one gigantic testicle.
I am right now. The filled with Vaseline, yeah. It's very nice.
Okay, that's cool.
I just did computer spray, too.
George, what's the best kind of computer spray out there if someone's trying to pick up a new addiction?
Yeah, is it Dell? What are we talking about here?
There's just so many kinds. If you're just new to the game,
yeah,
start out slow. Don't try to be a hero.
Who would try to be a hero with computer spray?
Yeah, what orifice is it going into, George? Up the nose and the mouth? Where are you going with it?
I go right to the face, easy to huff it. I like the Falcon dust off is good for a first time user.
Falcon dust off. All right.
I'm a big fan of the air duster. It's called Air in a Can. Very, very pure, very nice.
Uh-huh. And you're not sponsored by any of these products. These are just things you use on your own.
This is just like Oprah's my favorite thing.
You know, this is all honesty. If you want a nice, pure finish, I recommend a product called PC Duster. Very beautiful, very clean, high.
Hey, George, did you ever think about maybe marrying your two favorite worlds and just putting a little cat litter in a inside the air thing and just shooting it right in like that, for one?
Last time.
I've actually done that, and I went rectally to get it into the blood a lot faster. Why mess around?
Yep. Yeah, I've often said that. Why mess around?
And I saw the aliens more that day than I've ever seen in my life. I woke up, and it was 6 weeks later than when I had started.
Oh, yeah. Once again, missing more time for you?
And I asked, I said, where did the time go? Yeah. No one could answer me where
That's
the time
the
went.
Case. Yeah. You look at the clock, and it's one time,
it's
and then you look at the clock again, and it's later.
10 minutes later.
5 minutes later. Where did it go?
Have you guys ever done Dust Off? It's the original Duster. It's very, very romantic and sensual.
Romantic. What's romantic about it? Sensual.
Ari, if you and your New Jersey slut want to try this, I recommend it.
That's his wife
That's
you're
his
talking
wife.
About,
yeah,
man.
You
Come
have,
on, Jesus.
You have some class. That's
have
his
some respect.
Wife.
That's that man's fiance right there,
yeah.
George.
I apologize. My testosterone is flowing high because I'm getting back into fighting. This is the type of world I enter into. I turn into a bit of an animal.
Now, George, you're back to fighting. You're training. You're getting ready. Are you going straight out the gate title shot?
I mean, I am the champ, so whoever fights me, of course, it will be a title shot. And yeah. I don't know if you know this, but I texted Tyrone Woodley, and I said, do you want to fight? He texted me back. He said, yes, Nate Diaz is critical of this. He said, who wants to see two friendly guys fight? And to Nate Diaz, I say, fuck you, and fuck the 209.
Oh, boy.
Whoa, fuck the 209. That's Stockton, right?
Sure,
yeah, that is Stockton.
That's not what happened to you last time.
Last time you did this, they kidnapped you and catfished you and then buried you alive in a refrigerator box, only in your tighty-whities in the belt, and the only phone number you had was Punch Drunk's phone number.
If you're listening,
it was a very mysterious time in my life, and I thank you guys every day for bringing me through it. I was covered in dirt. I had a refrigerator box stuck to parts of my skin.
Yeah. Yeah, and you didn't even know.
It was a dark time.
Yep.
Nick Diaz is a drug addict. I do not fear the Diaz brothers. I will fight them both 2-on-1 any day of the week.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
The Diaz brothers, don't listen to George. He doesn't know what he's saying. Please, don't start up with him again.
Yeah.
George, would you demand drug testing for the both of them, or you would just let them use whatever they wanted to use?
They can do whatever they want. The stuff they are doing is only hurting them. It's like when you cut corners in gym class and your coach says it's only hurting you. That's what they are doing.
Like how your class, George A. Pierce, go to class in school was gym.
When you cut a class.
Cut corners in gym class.
Should have been thinking about some other classes there, George, but that's okay.
No, he seemed to do quite well for himself. Now, you guys had an act off against each other, which was very close. You guys were on the dating game against each other on this show. And every single time, the Diaz brothers seem to... I don't want to say defeat you, but swindle you somehow. So why are you calling them out again? I thought they sponsored you and locked you in
it's
a basement
fault,
and helped
well
you get sober.
Nate Diaz has somehow swindled the world into thinking he's a big money fighter, so that's a fight I want. I have a bit of a debt problem right now.
That's what I hear. The aliens have been taking 30% of your money, which I don't even know why.
It's a lot of money.
I don't know why either, but it just seems like they're getting very antsy, and I guess they need a new ship. Part of theirs is broken, so I guess I'm on the hook for it. I don't know why.
They couldn't tell you where the fucking dinosaurs were? They couldn't help you out with that?
They did help me out with that. I found some interesting things. I found a T-Rex with a bit of a feather on it, some very nice bones and stuff. They got me a new explorer's hat.
Okay. George, I don't want to start any problems, but have you seen their ship? Like, do they really have a ship that needs to be fixed, or is it? You know, this could be them pulling the wool over your eyes.
Yeah, and also, you would have seen a ship.
Yeah, it's a big ship.
Where do you get a new ship?
I try not to ask too many questions. They are very impatient and very violent, very volatile people. So I try to keep the questions to a minimum. I have not seen the ship. It's talked about a lot.
Yeah.
And I have no clue where you would buy a new one. Maybe a used ship lot. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know where they have new ship lots. Well, here's a I think you'll like this. Just so Steve knows, in case he ever recognizes any of these people on the streets, what are some of the things that they say to you?
The aliens, a very common phrase for them is...
That's... Wait, say that again?
Yeah, say that again.
What's that?
So,
what does that mean?
And that means may the ship fly straight and hard through the wilderness.
Okay. All right. That's
the wilderness.
The wilderness. Straight and hard.
Why the wilderness?
Yeah, because, you know, you don't know.
I get the straight. I get the hard.
I don't think these guys are used to our planet, so they, you know, they're probably flying through the wilderness. They don't know they can go up a little
higher. Well, maybe that's why they need a new ship.
Yeah. Tell them to go higher. Fly a little higher over the wilderness.
Fly high and straight over the wilderness. How do you say that?
Wait, another question came to me, Ari. Have you ejaculated since this woman stole your heart?
Stole your heart.
Yeah, since this woman.
Have you jerked off and thought about this chick?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Hold on.
Breaking news.
The answer is no, I have not.
So that's your only ejaculate this entire week, which came out in, on,
this
into
month,
her.
Since August.
He is saving himself for this woman, and I think it's beautiful.
Thank you, George. I know you're romantic, so thank you.
Since August 3rd, you've ejaculated one time, and it was kind of half in, half out of this girl that you now are in love with.
One and a half times, because then I went back in, plugged away, back.
What was her pubic hairstyle? Was it an A for Ari, a true fan?
I would say it's kind of like a jungle in the summer where there's a drought.
What the fuck does that mean?
Dry and hairy.
That is an enigma wrapped in a mystery.
There was some hair there, but more than I like, which is zero.
The aliens would have a problem flying through it. Is that what you're saying?
They would have to fly
they would
straight
fly
and
straight
high.
I'd like a girl to look like Jackson's, like, play dates.
Oh, my God.
That is disturbing. I don't know who this person is, but it is an alarming image.
It's my 7-year-old son he's talking about. He wants...
Oh, dear God, Ari. Yeah. Scotland has no roof like that, so that is smart. Are you hanging out with Polanski?
Yeah, Roman Polanski and you hanging out?
Look, he had a lot of good ideas.
Is that he did? What are you eating? Some sort of juice?
Melba toast?
Just toast. For a bowl of
chocolate. You're eating haggis?
Haggis.
No, but I did. I made it 4 times.
Is that what you call your fiance's pussy? Hey, baby, let me get some of that haggis. Nothing sounds more disgusting than haggis.
What are you guys like, overgrown? You guys just overgrown fucking hairballs?
I don't care. I wouldn't want like a gigantic. I mean, if I had a preference,
I've been working with nothing for the last, I don't know, 7, 8, 10 years.
You're just so used to it.
Yeah. If a bush
she
came,
goes bald?
Yeah.
She goes nothing.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. Nothing.
Then you go. Okay. So like.
A good
so
she could have given up a long time ago. She didn't.
We broke our record on Saturday 4 times in one day.
Really?
Yeah.
Now does that record stand all the way back to college when you guys met?
All the way back. Yeah.
Right.
That's not my personal. Oh, thank you, Ari. That's not my personal record, but it's our personal record.
Oh well, fuck. Does she know that
there's the first time, my first girlfriend ever. You know, when you first have sex,
well, when
it's
you're
like
fucking 15.
We did like 8 and 1.
Oh yeah, when you're 26, and you're finally getting late. Wait, what?
26.
You were 23. How old were you, Ari?
Wait, is this Ari was a virgin at 26?
No.
I mean, I was your guys' age.
No, but you were like 21. How old were you?
23.
That's right.
Yeah.
What
you probably had to take a nap after.
What a
so
loser.
Fucking old.
GSP on, called you a loser.
I had sex at 8 years old, which is considered late in where I'm from.
In Canada, 8 is late.
Wow.
That's what they say.
I was teased for it. I was bullied.
You were teased for having sex at 8 years old?
They disrespected me. That's why I got into the martial arts and why I will destroy the Diaz brothers.
I don't know, once again, if you should be talking about destroying the Diaz
brothers. Yeah, I don't
know.
It doesn't sound like a good idea.
They haven't called in a while. They've been very busy since they've their newfound success. But well, they're going to catch wind about this, GSP, about you saying challenging them again. I think you're like, at least on our show, you're probably like 1 in 5 against them without you getting catfished, buried alive in a refrigerator box,
George,
locked in their basement.
Who do you got for 202, man? What's your picks?
Cowboy Cerrone, of course. He's a great man and a great friend to me.
I like Cowboy Cerrone. He's also called into this show.
Yeah.
Connie Mack seems like he is out for blood. He is the favorite, but I saw the first fight live. Nate Diaz was looking good. It's a tough one to call. Who do you guys have?
I have Nate.
I got Nate as well. I think maybe by like... maybe 3 or 4. I don't think it'll go 5 rounds.
This is his first fight back, right?
Who?
Nate Diaz?
No, this is the rematch of Nate Diaz, Conor McGregor.
Oh, you're talking about 202. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
You're thinking about Nick Diaz.
Yeah, you have Diaz?
Uh-huh. I have Diaz via jiu-jitsu somehow.
I got Conor McGregor.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that crazy. I'm not like a strong Nate Diaz. I'm not like, of course.
I could see it going. You know, I recently, over the weekend, I rewatched that fight. The last one from a couple months ago. Dude, McGregor was fucking working Diaz a little bit in those first couple rounds. There was one straight left that changed that whole fight. One straight left that you could see McGregor go like, whoa.
Yep.
And the fight wasn't the same again after that.
But again, Nate Diaz was not training at all.
Yes.
I understand that. At the end of the fight, he even said, he goes, you know, he hit me... a couple times, you know, had I had a full camp, he would have never touched me. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but we're about to fucking find out.
What worries me is I know the Diazes are, you know, they're always looking for an angle. I think he will throw the fight to get the third payday.
Do you think that, George?
I think he wants the third payday, the trilogy fight. It's like Star Wars. You're not going to end after 2.
Well, if it goes both ways, if McGregor wins, there's definitely a rematch, especially if he wins in an exciting fashion.
I don't know if Nate Diaz wins, they give him a title shot.
Oh, he should, absolutely.
At 170?
Why not? I mean, I know why not, because he hasn't beat a real 170-er, and now it'll be like a year, but like...
Uh-huh. That'll be an argument. But a lot of people will be clamoring for it because... it's a high-profile fight, even though I don't want to say this fight's meaningless, but neither one of them really fight at 170.
We are now entering what I've heard as the money era in UFC.
Correct.
Where it doesn't really matter who's best. Who's
just find two people. They'll find a weight they can fight at.
Two people that can sell tickets.
Yeah.
Let's get two people that can sell tickets to fight, and we'll pretend like it's...
That's why I think McGregor wins, because if Diaz wins... they'll have another fight, but if McGregor wins, they can do another fight.
Yeah.
But if McGregor loses, that's 2 losses in a row. That's all that the bravado and what he brings to the table. It's gone then.
Yep.
And then that's what he makes his money on. That's what he capitalizes on. So all that's good. So I just think that, you know, could he lose? Absolutely. But I think that he will die in there trying, and I think that he'll have a better shot at winning this time.
I think that, you know, and just like that, I like you to call that the money era, Ari, because that is what it is. And it's like the same thing as like, hey, let's go get Usain Bolt to race a horse live on NBC. Everyone's going to tune in and watch that, but it's meaningless and it doesn't mean shit.
Yeah.
I mean, these two fighting at 170 virtually means nothing because neither one of them want to bang at 170. McGregor's a 155 champ.
Yeah.
145 champ.
I will tell you this. If he does win, they're going to make him go fight at 145 or vacate his belt for sure, forever.
Or if he loses.
There's no third fight until after you go fight at 145. Then you can do your third fight.
If he loses twice to Diaz, the only thing that I give a flying fuck about him is going back down and fighting Aldo or somebody at 145.
Aldo.
Well,
rematch.
That'd be the one I'd want to see next if he lost.
Could you imagine if he lost that one too? Three losses in a row?
I could imagine.
I would love that.
And that's what will happen.
Well,
I'm more confident that Aldo will beat him than Nate Diaz.
That, you know what? I can't 100% disagree with that. I think he has a better shot at shocking Diaz than he does shocking Aldo again.
I could see that. I could see that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that first fight was, it 10 set 15 a minute?
And that's the thing. And then if you take away, less than a minute, if you take away that flash knockout, there is no argument from anybody that Aldo is pound for pound the greatest fighter. His only loss in 10 years. He's beat the living fuck out of his next fight and looked as dominant as he always did. A quick flash knockout, and everyone's like, McGregor's the shit, and this guy sucks.
But that's what happened with Michael Cera, too, or Matt Cera, against GSP. Sorry, George, I didn't mean to bring that up, but, you know, it's relevant here. It's the only reason I'm bringing it up.
I never fought Michael Cera. I'm a big fan of Superbad. Why would you say that?
That's true.
Yeah, that's weird, Ari.
Matt Cera.
Oh, Matt Cera.
Matt Cera, yeah, it's a different.
He beat me?
Yeah.
Because there were some fights where the whole time was just gone by. I didn't even know what happened.
That's a time passing again, huh?
I believe the aliens were pulling strings at times because they are gamblers as well.
Puppet masters.
They're gamblers?
Now, yeah, so do you think the aliens maybe got into some gambling problems and were trying to put some money on some of your fights and maybe you screwed them?
Ooh.
That could be why I guess I'm on the hook for the new ship. And these ships aren't cheap anymore. This one cost $31 million.
Jesus, how many fights are you going to have to...
That's a lot of money. And when were spaceships cheap?
Back in the 40s?
Back when I...
You should talk to Elon Musk.
A ship for every American is what they used to say.
Everyone gets one. He's got spare parts for ships. I mean, he could probably cut you a deal. $30 million, you're going to be fighting to what you're 100 years old to get $30 million to those aliens.
And, George, let me ask you this, because I'm not assuming – maybe they're aliens, but maybe they're just not, like, space aliens.
Okay.
George, what do these aliens look like?
One drives an El Camino.
Okay. Right?
Dude, I've got some
One is kind of tall.
Okay. All right.
So one's kind of tall and one drives an El Camino.
Okay.
One has a very circular head, very gray, big eyes.
Okay.
Okay.
One said his initials are E.T.
That doesn't even... All right. Could be.
Mm-hmm.
But there's... That does sound suspicious.
And one actually kind of resembles Ari.
Really?
Wow. Ari... Well, it couldn't be Ari because he's over there in Wizardland or wherever the fuck he is. I can't.
Unless he's connected with a wizard.
Is it possible that these aliens are the Diaz brothers in disguise?
That's kind of what I was just thinking.
Yeah.
El Camino is the big round head.
It's Central California
maybe.
Thing.
One's taller.
One is taller. I could see one of them being like, what's your name? E.T. just randomly.
They do talk about triathlons a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they have any tattoos, these aliens?
I've never seen tattoos.
No, Diaz brothers aren't really tatted, though. Too.
Ari, what drugs are you doing in Scotland?
Mostly booze.
Oh, yeah, I'm really proud of you, by the way, for all your drinking.
Oh, my God.
Well, all these stoners. I mean, it's just, to me, it's like, just to see one of my buddies get old school hammered.
What is that?
You got to do this weird thing after shows at the Free Fringe.
We got to beg for money.
Yeah, if you liked it, come pay me what you think it was worth. And so mostly I'm getting money from all over the world. I got an Australian dollar today. And then sometimes people drop weed in there. This guy dropped a fucking glass and some this shit. Tom and Tool 16. I'm going to have it right now.
Oh, is that an old scotch?
It's a scotch. Single malt, Speyside, Glenlivet.
Yeah,
Glenlivet.
Gentle Dram.
Yeah,
put that on a little ice.
Yep, like one ice cube.
Yeah.
I don't even do that. I go straight.
All right, well.
Are you just going to shoot it?
No, don't shoot it. Sip it.
No. Yeah. I was going to say. Yeah, I would go like one ice cube with that and then like straight to a fucking gallon of it. Dude, I've been watching Shameless. What a wonderful show.
Such a great show.
I never got into it.
I watched the first four seasons.
Yeah, because it's
while
on
while it was on. I've been trailed off after that, but it's a great show.
Yep, wonderful.
Did we lose George?
George?
Yeah,
George
is gone.
George, I'm really worried about this alien nonsense he's dealing with.
It might be brothers. Nice to hear him again, though. I haven't heard him in so long.
I got a feeling that Triplett was trying to call. It doesn't say his number in here. It doesn't say his number in here, so just a random number. So, Anthony Johnson, Glover Teixeira, what do you think about that fight?
Glover Teixeira and who?
Anthony Johnson.
Ooh, I guess Glover.
That's a must win for both of them.
Yeah, why?
I just feel like it is.
Maybe. Let me look up stats.
I feel like it's a must win for both of them. Ari, are you going to just... Now, have you been enjoying... While you're looking that up, I don't want to change the subject or anything like that, but have you been enjoying your drinking? Ari's never been much of a drinker.
I have been enjoying it, man. I switch off. There's ciders here. There's crazy good ciders.
Ugh. Are you
crazy good ciders?
Hangovers or no?
A lot of good gay bars, too, with your ciders?
One. No, I mean, one. One.
One gay bar or one hangover?
One hangover.
Got it.
Generally, it's just getting to tolerance. I drink some water when I get home. It just hasn't been a problem, really. But, I have, like, a couple doubles and then a beer or a cider. And it's like, I'm pretty gone, but, like, not, like, barf gone.
Done, yeah.
Although one day I did sleep outside. I got locked out and slept outside.
Oh, yeah.
I find it hard to drink and just drink and not smoke pot. Pot
but
sort of regulates
drink,
me.
You're a
sort
drinker.
Of like,
you
could drink.
Yeah, but then if I don't have pot and I just drink, then it's like, oh, I don't know what the... I don't have a governor then. I'll just go.
Oh, yeah.
The pot sort of slows me down a little bit. But, wow, look at that.
See, that looks like
this is
nothing. Here's where my problem is. I would do that movie. Yeah, and then you got to pat hit the bottom like a ketchup thing. Yeah, that's always been that's a 20-year joke for me. And also ring it into your mouth, the bottle, right? Yeah. You're ringing it like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Turn it inside out.
And yeah, and then ketchup bottle that into your mouth. Yeah. That one little fucking 1 ounce glass of Glenlivet that you're drinking right there.
Yeah, time and tool.
I would not stop for the next 12 hours.
Really?
That one there's no point in me just having that and then, like, let's watch the Cubs game or something.
I mean, I'm not going to stop. When we're done with this, I'm going to go back out into town, meet up with people, and then just start drinking.
What time is it? Yeah, because it's like 9 o'clock at night.
9:15 right now.
Yeah, you're about ready to go out, so that's your kick.
Did you do your show already tonight?
Did my show. I got a 6:30 show every day.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's every day at 6:30, same time?
Yeah.
Just an hour, and that's it? And you're done by 7:30?
Done by 7:30, I do the meet and greet, count my money, change out by 8, and then it's like, let's figure it out. I might go see another show, I might just like go get some dinner.
Yep, that's cool.
On Tuesdays I come back here. It's been fun as fuck, but all these people don't know you at your show, and it's like, just rehearsing.
What's the overall niceness of everybody? Everybody's been really kind and nice?
Totally. Nobody's bad here. It's not Glasgow, that's where they fucking bottle you.
What do you guys think about these Olympic? Are you still looking up that the stats of this? Oh, no big deal. If you're not.
Sure, last three fights. Sorry, Rashad Evans just beat Patrick Cummins. Who cares? And Ovid St. Pruitt. That's after he lost to John Jones and Phil Davis. So he's coming back.
Well, that's why I feel like it's kind of a must-win for Rumble.
Now I'll look up Rumble now.
Because he lost that. Then you're just like, well, fuck.
So who is it? Anthony Johnson.
Yeah, Anthony Johnson, Glover Teixeira.
Johnson fighter. So Anthony Johnson here. Wow, he's won a lot. He lost one of his last however many fights, and that was to Daniel Cormier for the championship.
Correct.
And then he beat Jimmy Manua, who cares? And then he beat Ryan Bader. You know?
Bader was no spring chicken.
Yeah, and he beat both those guys with performance of the nights.
Yeah, so it's like, he's throwing those heavy fucking bombs.
This is not a must win, but this really does launch either one of them back into the let's talk about you for a title.
Yeah, I just feel like I've always felt like when you – there's a thing about – there's a momentum thing that keeps you relevant in the UFC when it comes to the paydays and the title shots. And the, and I think that if like you – okay, you win three or four in a row, then you get a title shot. But you lose to the champ, I feel like there's a sense of urgency to win that next fight. Because you can't lose your title shot, then lose to the number one contender. Then
you're
it's
back
like,
down again.
Then you're like four more fights to get a title shot again.
Well, that's what Teixeira did. Right now, they have Anthony Johnson listed as third in the fucking...
Okay.
It's John Jones, Cormier, Johnson, and then Gustafsson, Teixeira. So Teixeira's my either one of these guys. I don't know if they'll leap Gustafsson, but
this is three and five. This is three and five. Okay, that's a fucking great fight.
I'm going with Anthony Johnson.
I'm going with Rommel Johnson as well. But I'm not. I think that could be a great, exciting fight. Both those guys. What about? And then we all think we're going with Cowboy Cerrone over Rick Story.
Yeah.
Just because he called in on our show when he was driving around in his truck. I thought that was cool.
He's a good dude. I met him once.
Yeah, Cowboy?
Yeah.
He's just like who you think he would be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He got in trouble for like
a
being like...
Cowboy.
Exactly. He got in trouble for being like, hey, that fight, they all fought like a couple of faggots.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa!
Easy!
And it's like, what do you think he's going to say?
Yeah.
Look at the guy. You can't hire a guy like this to fight... To fight in your organization. This isn't the CEO of the UFC.
They asked him to apologize, and he goes, yeah, you know what? That's right. He goes, I'm sorry. One fought like a faggot. The other fought like half a fag.
Yeah. It's like this guy could give a flying fuck. He lives in the middle of fucking nowhere. You know? It's like, come on.
Yeah.
You expect.
Cowboy hat, no shirt.
Yeah. Oh, driving around in a truck while he's drinking a beer. I mean, he's just fucking exactly who you think he would be. What do you think about the Olympic swimmers getting robbed? Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that, Ari?
Yeah, a little bit.
That Lackey?
By the way, what's that? Lackey. And that's first
Ryan
of all.
Lochte?
Yeah. Yes. That's like not.
What did they get robbed of?
Robbed. It's money.
Brazil
is like takes people hostage.
That's why Rogan doesn't want to go. Him and two other swimmers were out celebrating
at
a nightclub.
Yeah, the French Olympic team had a party. They went over there, took a cab like you do.
Yep.
Taking a cab back to the Olympic Village where they're supposed to be.
Yep.
A car pulls them over, badges, looks like police, but no like other official like gear. And then just told them to get out of the car, give them their wallets,
guns,
get on the floor.
Guns to everybody's heads.
He said no. Lockie said no. We haven't done anything wrong. Then the guy put the gun to his head and cocked it, and he went down to the ground, took their money, and then that was it.
They said, oh, did I say no? I meant, yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I meant absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my fault.
Guys, fellas, there's been a misunderstanding about this no.
Yeah, and it's like,
totally,
damn,
yes.
That's how you rob somebody.
There's been
you
a couple a- things. A couple boxers got sexual assault charges in the Olympic Village.
I mean, there's always going to be little things like that. I mean, eventually, you throw 10,000 people into a fucking square mile and let them all party,
but
some shit's going to go down.
You don't expect your stars to get robbed when they're doing what they're supposed to do, taking cabs.
You got to have bodyguards. Those guys got to get bodyguards. Me and Rogan had a bodyguard, bulletproof car, that we did the whole thing.
If you hooked up all those golfers that said no to go in the Olympics, I'm sure half of them was probably like because it's safety issues.
Well, yeah, a lot of them would be like, fuck that.
Because those guys, the NBA guys, they're not staying.
Those NBA guys are
they need security. Like those
24/7 security.
No, hundreds of millions of dollar athletes.
That down there is like a billionaire.
Yeah, if Kevin Durant gets kidnapped, how much money are you going to pay to get Kevin Durant back? Especially if you're the fucking Warriors.
I mean, his
contract's
$120 million alone.
Yeah, we got
so
Kevin Durant.
So he's already worth more than that.
Yeah, and we want $300 million.
But, I mean, to them, they like some of those people, what are they called? The
Fazellas. Favelas?
Favelas.
Favelas. Yeah.
Yeah. They live in there so poor, they're probably like kidnap Kevin Durant and then call like Golden State and they'd be like, we want $80.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's that now?
$80.
$80.
Yeah.
I don't know why they sound like that to me, but.
It must be like payday for them. It must be like, hell yeah, we don't give a fuck about the Olympic spirit.
Yeah.
They got millionaires coming into town. Let's rob the fuck out of all of them.
Yep. These guys must be famous because everyone's taking their picture. We're going to, you know, the U.S. team comes out of there and everyone's taking pictures with them. And they're like, that guy, he must be somebody. Let's rob him.
Four dudes
Did
in
you
a
hear
cab.
About, sorry, go ahead.
No, go for it.
Did you hear about the English journalist who, uncovered the story of who's gay?
Who's gay and what?
When what?
He went on Grindr and said, ran his story. There's a lot of athletes that are on Grindr, and he just outed all these athletes that he found on Grindr.
What?
And people are like, dude, a lot of those come from countries where it's illegal to be gay. You didn't do any research, man. You just went on Grindr. Like, anyone could have done that. You can't just out people. And it's not wrong where you live. It's wrong where they live. So you have no story where you live, a horrible story where they live, and then the newspaper apologizes. Never got did.
So some English newspaper reporter just went on Grindr, was like, "Oh, I found all these athletes," and then printed their names, said, "I found them on Grindr."
Instead of like, here's how many people I found on dating sites, and that's what he should have done. It said no relation to which site they were on, and be like, I found swimmers, I found medalists, and you shouldn't have said their name. Here, a straight journalist working at Rainbow. Yeah, here it is. What's his name? Out him.
Did he mention any of those celebrities that were maybe on Grindr too?
Nico Hines.
Nico Hines?
Yeah.
And he's straight?
Yeah.
What a cunt.
What's the
and then people like outing closet LGBTQ people isn't journalism. It's criminal level attention seeking.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I mean,
yeah,
it's so no different.
They deleted it, the Guardian deleted it, but it's like you still ran it. You know what the story was and ran it. Don't act like it happened without you.
It's at least circled enough that we're talking about it. It came across your, coffee table, so to speak. I'm sure everybody else has at least talked about it.
Were there any recognizable names on there?
I don't know. Let's see.
Justin Martindale?
No, I think nobody else is actually repeating the names.
That's good.
Is it Justin Martindale? Did they out him? I think Martindale's gay, by the way.
You really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm starting to think he might be.
Why do you think so? And I'll tell you why I think so. Because I saw him kiss a guy. And then talk about how being he was in a gay relationship with him.
I saw he showed me a positive AIDS result test while he was fucking.
Whoa! Irresponsible
journey. I didn't think he was gay because of all.
And he's like, "Hey, look at this test results." And he showed me.
I didn't think he was gay because of all the hot girls. I just talk to him and want to be friends with him all the time.
First because his hair was too good.
It is good,
and he always talks about like what guys are hot, and like which dudes he'd like to fuck.
By the way, I like when Justin, he's always like, yeah, that guy's gay for sure. Like, he talks about his gaydar, and it's just everybody.
All gay guys do that.
Anyone he wants to be gay.
No, but Justin more than most people. Justin
he does it a lot, too, but I know a lot of gay dudes, especially my boyfriend. All gay guys do that. Gay guys have done that my entire life.
Entire shoes in front of Justin.
When I was a kid, my mom's, all their male friends were gay. Not all of them, but a lot of them were gay. And they would always be talking about which dudes are gay, which guys. I'm like, you guys just make it sound like everybody's gay, secretly gay.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, exactly, you got it.
Everybody is secretly gay, they don't know that they're gay, or they want to be gay and they're too scared.
I think they think everyone has some sort of gay side to them where they'll experiment or put a finger in their
ass. What percentage of you would you say is gay?
About 20%. Wait.
20%, which entails what?
I mean, I would never...
Could you see a guy and be like, that dude's fucking hot?
Yes.
Me too, no problem.
Like, I actively searched for Orlando Bloom's, the pictures.
Well, because he had dick pics or something?
Yeah, he was on a... Orlando Bloom has a... He was naked on a paddleboard with Katy Perry. And you heard about it. Like, everyone heard, like, oh,
he's got a huge dick?
He's got a huge dick. And then it's like, well, let me see how fucking...
Yeah, I can see.
And then I was like,
that.
Then you have to go look for uncensored pics. And then you saw, and then I saw it.
How is it?
It's pretty big.
Really?
Is it beautiful?
How
luscious is it?
Well, you could tell he grooms.
Sure, of course you got to.
You're Orlando Jones, man. You groom everything.
No,
Orlando
Bloom.
Orlando Jones, of course he has a big dick.
Yeah, that guy's a black man.
Orlando Bloom, he's the elf, right? He's the elf king.
Yes, the elf. But
good looking guy, good actor, and he's got a monster dong.
Monster dong.
Fuck you.
But he's on a paddleboard with Katy Perry.
Yeah, of course you're going to have a plumped up fucking donger.
I don't even think
would
it was
you guys
plumped.
Date somebody that tons of other celebrities have dated?
I date people that tons of regular non-celebrities have dated.
But it's just like everyone knows who all your ex-boyfriends are.
Yep.
But I know
everybody
who they
knows
are.
That now. How many people have we dated at the Comedy Store where you're like, everybody else has dated
you
them?
You could line up
or...
all the people that Kate Hudson's fucked.
Hold on.
I'd knock them all out of the way to get to her.
Dating someone.
What?
But I mean, Natasha, you, Duncan,
the other one.
She's married to Moshe.
Yeah.
It's just you're in these little celebrity circles.
Yeah.
You know, we think they're in this like gigantic fucking world and everybody's all around. But their little celebrity circle is just as little as our little thing. You're okay, like, oh, wow, that's so-and-so. I've always had a crush on her. I wonder if she's cool.
It's always like when you go into a public toilet. You're like, I hope I'm the first person to be. I know I'm not the first person to be sitting here or taking this crap on this toilet. But
I like to pretend that
but
I am.
I know it was just cleaned, and I feel like it's nice now.
Yeah, I like to
and
pretend.
It's a nice feeling.
That there's a little.
But there are, like, Kate Hudson, I would. I'd make
like
a list
her?
Of all the. Oh, yeah.
Kate Hudson?
Like Kate Hudson.
Yeah, but again, she's another one who's been with like 50.
Who's your number one celebrity you would bang?
Number one.
Girls
in the
or
world?
Guys.
Okay, whoa, that's, all right.
Well, you earlier you mentioned
I think
might
Katy
be
Perry's
gay.
Hot. Kate Hudson I'm not into.
Earlier you just mentioned that you might be gay.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Matthew Bomer.
Yeah,
no, wait.
Thinking of an actual woman, Steven.
No.
Gumball, it's somebody real weird.
There's a couple of people. This is, like, I don't know, Ariana Grande is super young, but I'm like, that girl's...
She's pretty cute, yeah.
Pretty filthy. She's
that young. How old is she?
She's like 22.
Don't listen to this
young
guy.
Enough. There's a couple.
She's young enough that it's going to be a boring conversation.
No, it ain't.
It's like, if you don't know who Alf is, we're not going to get along.
Hey, I'm into like this book and this book. You know, I like Catching the Rye. It's one of my favorites. Like, Stranger is really nice. What are you into? And she's going to go, wah, 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 wah. So, I mean, I think it'll be a very interesting
so
conversation.
Stupid. What did she say again?
23. Oh, she just turned 23.
What's your dream age? Because you like girls so much younger than I do.
How old was the girl the other night? Your Jersey girl.
Good question.
A little older.
Wait, 26? Yeah, exactly. A little older.
Does she have nude pictures? Guess
no.
Who's looking?
Hey, look up Orlando Bloom's donger. I want to see the reaction of your face seeing this.
Okay.
Seeing Ranazizi's dream dick.
Jennifer Lawrence is cute.
Yeah.
Real
sometimes.
Cute. Yeah, but she's also super talented.
Ari thinks Kate Upton's over the hill.
She might be.
She's like 24.
I saw her one time. She looked unbelievable. No, Kate Upton.
She's way over the hill,
looked
man.
She's unbelievable.
Bad.
She's with Verlander.
Yeah, did you see the pictures of her with cum all over her?
Yeah.
You saw that?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that.
Oh, he's on the board. Here it is, but it's all blurred. Everything's blurred.
You got to do uncensored, Ari.
You got to add the word uncensored. Hang on, we'll take this. Whoops. Fuck. God damn it. Hang on, I just hung up on Ari. Welcome to the Celebrity Punch Drunk Hotline. Who do we have on the air?
Fucking, who's this? Fucking, publicist told me to fucking call his number and shit.
Is this Nate or is this Nick? It clearly sounds like a Diaz brother.
Nate Diaz, dog.
What's up, Nate? How are you, bro? And so Nick told you to call in?
No, my fucking publicist fucking just gave me this number and fucking said I had to call and shit.
Oh, let's go. Hang on. We're going to add Ari to this. Yeah, we just were talking about you because George St. Pierre just called in. And I'm not going to lie, bro. He was getting pretty chippy.
Fucking, when you're on top, dog, everyone wants to fucking take a shot at the king.
Yeah, and you definitely are on top. Let's see if this works.
I mean, I don't want to be a fucking dick, but do you guys have fucking murals painted on your fucking hometown walls and shit?
There are no murals of me painted on my hometown walls in any way, shape, or form, even done by me. It's pretty badass. Now, you've really taken a little step up in your fame since beating Connie Mack last time. You fought. How's celebrity life been treating you?
Fucking Miley Cyrus is fucking throwing that pussy at me, dog.
Is that true?
Whoa.
Miley
Cyrus?
She
fucking hit me up on fucking Twitter and was like, hey, I'm a fucking vegan. And, you know, that's like, to me, that's fucking throwing that pussy, dog.
That is fucking
I think she's engaged, but maybe I'm wrong. It's weird.
Should I fucking hit it? What should I do?
Well,
I say
go for it.
I say hit it.
All right, I'm gonna fucking hit that shit then, dog.
All right, seems case closed.
Now, did you hear that? George St. Pierre was kind of calling you out a little bit earlier.
I'll put GSP and fucking whoever, dog. I'm not fucking. I'm about the fucking big money, dog. I don't want to make fucking fight money. I want to make that fucking UFC money. You know what I'm saying, dog?
Is that the only thing that seems to matter to you now? Yeah, you did mention that you want the UFC money. You don't want just regular money. You know, is that going to make a difference now? You don't care about titles as much. You just want to take the biggest fight.
Fuck titles, dog. I've never fucking cared about fucking titles, man. I'm a fighter. I'm not a fucking athlete. I want to fucking put on the best fucking fights. I don't want to fight these fucking guys who are training touch butt and fucking shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Playing touch butt. That was a good quote. One of my favorite quotes of his, playing touch butt. You're playing touch butt in the park with all those dorks.
That's what he said. That touch fucking butt. Connie Mack, he fucking fired his touch butt coach, dog. You got a new touch butt coach.
His touch butt coach. They're interviewing Diaz about McGregor on their last fight. He goes, hey, dog, we're fucking really training in the gym. You're playing touch butt in the park with those dorks. It just gets funnier, just funnier and funnier.
Touch butt.
In the park
with dorks.
With dorks, yeah. What a great zinger.
You know, Nate, George St. Pierre said he could fight you and your brother at the same time and probably win. What do you think about that?
Fucking GSP didn't beat my brother in the fucking first time they fought. So, I mean, how's he going to fucking beat both of us together, dog? Fucking, it's like when the Wonder Twins unite with the fucking Diaz brothers, fucking double 209. I mean, it's fucking, what's that, 419?
He said something about cat litter, though. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but
419.
419 is not.
Yeah, it's not 209 twice.
Yeah.
But you're close. You're
real
damn close.
What is it, 420?
Something.
Yeah, 420 is probably the closest you'll get to it, so.
Yeah.
Close enough.
420 where I'm at right now is fucking smoking a J, dog.
Oh, really? You probably shouldn't do that.
Did you see the thing with your brother where he was, I think it might have been on Snapchat, where he
kept... Yeah, I follow him on the Snap, dog. He fucking, wherever Nick goes, he stays in room 209, and that's on the real, dog.
Yeah.
He was in suite 209, dog. He called up the fucking drug testers.
Yeah.
He said, I'm smoking weed right now. Why don't you come fucking test me, dog?
I'll get you high.
And the woman got fucking uppity, and he's like, hey, I've been out partying for 6 hours, dog. Come tomorrow morning. What the fuck? I need to sleep.
Yeah.
And the woman fucking came and tested him, dog.
Yep. And now, but he really wasn't smoking pot, was he?
I mean, it's Nick Diaz. Why are you going to fucking ask?
But I mean, isn't he trying to come back? Isn't he making some sort of comeback?
I mean, that's what he says. But fucking Nick, you know, I'm his brother. And he could tell me, fucking dog, we're going to a fucking pool party. I won't see him for 6 years, dog.
It's a pretty volatile relationship you guys have.
That is pretty. It does seem true because when Nate was at the Comedy Store and he and I were talking. He goes, my brother might be coming here too. I go, Nick's coming to the Comedy Store also. He's in town. I don't know, man. He might be.
That was it?
Yeah. And like,
yeah, anyone could come tonight.
Yeah, anyone. I'm like, is he even in Los Angeles? He goes, I don't know. He said he might be.
George Stephanopoulos might come by tonight too. He's on the planet Earth.
Yep. So is Neil deGrasse Tyson was at the Comedy Store.
Fuck.
So, yeah, really could
be. You can't predict Nick Diaz, dog. He may be making a comeback. I don't know what the fuck he's doing, dog. I don't know if he knows what he's fucking doing.
Are you ready for this fight with McGregor?
When is it, dog?
It will be Saturday.
Pretty soon, yeah.
It's in like 4 days.
Yeah, I'm fucking ready, dog. I fucking, you know, I mean, I didn't have the camp I had last time. Oh. Fucking, you know, I don't have Montezuma's Revenge in fucking Mexico. So, like, I'm a little nervous about that, but.
Let's see here.
Montezuma's Revenge is no joke, man.
I'm trying to get Ari back on here, and I don't know how this thing is doing this.
What round do you think you win?
I think I'm going to fucking. I'll take him out in four.
Fourth round. Submission, or are you going to knock him out?
Hurt him with punches and then fucking submit.
Lock and load him.
Ari, can you hear us? Let me see. Can't. Well, there we go. That's GSP. I mean, George. Nate Diaz. I'm trying to get Ari back on here. He's like,
fuck,
I'm on hold. Let's see. I think I just did. Oh, fuck it.
Let's see who this calls. Oh, it looks like it's calling both of them.
How does that work?
Let's see if this works on Jew Finland. I'm excited for these fucking fights. Sometimes the whole card is like great. 200, the whole card was great, but on paper. And then when you finally, you know, after fucking...
what's his name pulled out?
Fucking, yeah. And then you got the giant, what was it, giant?
Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. It's like, it becomes a little...
Did he have to give back money after he tested positive?
I don't think they've really done anything with that yet. What, Mark Hunt's like, I want half his purse. I mean, I got $700,000. You paid him $2.5 million and put my fucking life at danger.
Yeah.
You know, that guy does not need steroids, by the way.
He's a big fucking
strong guy already. Why are we giving him steroids and then making me fight him?
He didn't test positive till after, correct?
No, he tested positive before, and then they, I believe, sat on results and waited until after.
Did they really? I mean, that's got to be, has anyone found that out?
It didn't come out. Yeah, because it was from a June test.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, how could they find out John Jones is positive 44 days before and then not, I mean, unless you want to blow up your whole card and you don't want to blow up your whole card and that's why you sit on it.
Right.
I'm trying to see. But it's just strange how.
Let's see if this works with Ari. Oh, I've been on hold for
this should be a thing.
45 minutes.
There should be some sort of rule that if you test positive, regardless of when it is, that the other person gets half your purse.
Well, I tell you what, that'll change a lot of people's fucking... Because what's happening is a lot of people are using it for recovery.
Sure.
You know, and they're like, oh, I'm not getting juiced up before. It's like, but either which way, man, it's like, I don't know. They're going to have to find a way to fix it.
It's not like baseball or basketball where you have people... using it to hit a ball harder. So you're talking about someone else fighting another human being.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, laying on top of him and hitting him in the face. You're on the air with a celebrity call-in line on Punch Junk. Who do we have on the phone?
Sorry, fucking, I disconnected and shit. Fucking, took a turn on my tuner and fucking hit the end button.
Oh, you're out on a pontoon boat?
Fuck yeah, dog. Fucking, just a little... A little tuner training, dog. Get your balance right and fucking ride a stationary bike on it.
You ride a stationary bike on the pontoon?
Yeah, dog. You never heard of fucking tuner training?
No, I never heard of that.
What else is it, tuner training? Now, I know you guys started your pontoon fighting league.
The PFC, dog.
Yep. And then I noticed you also had your skydiving fighting league where you guys jump out of a plane.
Dog.
What is it, Alan?
SKFC, dog.
Yep. And so you would dive out of a plane, and then you guys would fight all the way to the end, and then the loser, if you get knocked out or choked out, you don't get your ripcord pulled.
We have a new fucking thing.
God damn it. How do I get both of them? Ari's like, hey, I'm calling.
Got it. And it's just fucking last guy standing wins $28.
$28?
$28?
And you can come back next week to defend the title.
What about hot air balloon fighting? You just go up in a hot air balloon and then the loser gets tossed out?
Don't be fucking stupid. That's way too small of an area. You can't fit a fucking referee in there. I mean, leave the fighting planning for the fucking Diaz brothers, the experts.
Sorry, man. Sorry. I think you're going to lose on Saturday, by the way.
What?
I think you're
gonna... Who am I fucking talking to, dog?
This is Steve Renizzisi.
Have you ever been to fucking Stockton?
No, I've never been to Stockton. I've never been to Stockton.
Have you been to fucking Ireland, dog?
Never been to Ireland either, no.
I mean, what the fuck are you talking about, shit?
Because I haven't been to either place, I can't really weigh in on the fight. I think he's had a good camp, and I'm sure you've had a good camp, but I wouldn't be surprised if he beat you on
Saturday. You've actually had a camp.
When I win, dog, I'm gonna take a fucking hanger. I'm going to fucking shape it into 209. I'm going to brand it on your fucking ass, dog, so you remember the worst mistake of your life.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Wow. Okay. Wait, you describe this as the worst mistake of your life?
Might be the worst. Yeah, I mean...
You strike me as a guy that's no stranger to mistakes.
I've made a couple mistakes in my life. I don't know if this would be the worst, but the results might be pretty bad. I don't want to get a brand on my ass, but I think you're going to do great. I could see you losing, and I you know, it's just being me being honest.
Is this fucking Connie Max, one of your fucking Hollywood friends and shit?
Well, I do follow him on Instagram.
Do you?
I do. He and you know he does.
I follow the both Diaz brothers on Instagram.
I don't follow them on Instagram.
I do not follow Connie Mack.
Really?
What are you fucking watching? He played Touch Button wearing his fucking little stupid outfits and his ascots and shit.
He does have a lot of stupid little outfits. Yeah. I'm sure you have a bunch of stupid little outfits
too.
These
guys have jeans and t-shirts to the day they die.
fucking black jeans, dog.
Black jeans, t-shirts. That's it.
No shirt in the club, dog.
Okay.
Fucking shirtless inside. I go to fucking Vegas pool parties. Black fucking tight jeans.
McGregor's,
no shirt,
McGregor's got like a $400,000 Rolex. Do you have any expensive jewelry like that?
Fuck that, dog. I made fucking 500 G's to fight him, and I bought the fucking 6 tuners, a gold-plated fucking BMX bike, Mongoose, limited fucking edition.
Pegs? Wow. Does it have pegs?
I'm glad that it's gold-plated and limited edition. That'd be very expensive to make a
fucking
lot of
fucking diamond
those.
Pegs, dog. I didn't even let my friend stand on it.
Oh, wow.
What's the point of that? Just a floss?
I bought fucking Gilbert, man, a new fucking ice cream fucking, what do you call those fucking things he pushes?
Cart, those little carts?
Fucking cart. I bought him a fucking new churro recipe.
You bought him a recipe?
A recipe for churros?
Fucking dog, he needed to take his game up to the next fucking level, dog. I bought him a Toll House cookie fucking churro recipe, dog.
And do you have any money left, or was that all the 500K?
Like it sounds a lot like a of money.
I'm now 200 G's in debt, dog.
Wow.
Wow.
You shouldn't have. You just should have stuck with the gold-plated Mongoose and not have got the limited edition as well.
Now, I have a question.
Limited edition put it at fucking 800 G's, dog.
Yeah, that really probably is what really pushed it over, because you only made 500 for the fight.
Yeah.
Now,
I got it on eBay, dog. The guy bought it was from fucking Real Honest, dog.
Do you, a question for you, Nate. Do you or your brother, do either of you own an El Camino?
I got a fucking E.T., dog.
An E.T., huh? Wow, okay. Well, just, you know, I was just curious.
And one of you is taller than the other one. Am I right about that?
You're not the exact same height, right? One's a little bit taller.
Yeah, we're not fucking the exact same height, shit. I'm fucking taller than Nick.
Okay. And do either one of you known for having, like, a round head or do
gray,
you guys...
A gray round head?
Yeah.
People say we both had pretty fucking round heads, dog. I mean, I don't get where you guys fucking reading this shit.
Oh, I'm not anything at all. I was just one, you know.
Just for a friend, we were wondering.
Yeah, a friend of ours has been talking to some what he seems to believe is aliens that keep asking him for a lot of money because they're in debt. And then you just mentioned being in debt. I'm not accusing you
of
being.
It's probably just a coincidence. Yeah,
fucking, it's a big word. I don't know if you know what it means. It means like. I don't even really know what it means, but I think it fits there and shit.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know anything about ships, do you? Or new ships?
No, I know about tuners. I fucking put an El Camino engine in the tuner I'm in now, dog. It goes fucking 45 miles per hour and shit.
The tuner goes 45 on the water?
That sounds dangerous. I didn't even think
that's
sounds
safe. It's a little fucking dangerous. I've had a few fires and shit, but we put them out quick.
You don't call your tuners ships, do you?
I've been known to call them ships every now and then. It depends on the fucking day.
All right, I'm just
right
wondering.
Now I'm on the fucking SS 209, dog.
Oh, really?
What?
The Stockton 209?
Are they all 209s?
I got some different ones. I got fucking the SS Stockton. Yeah. I got the fucking SS BMX.
Okay, yeah, of course.
The fucking Ninja Turtle.
Right.
The fucking Vegan.
The Vegan, of course.
The Miley Cyrus pussy.
Jeez.
Ooh, wow. Now you really think you're going to get all up into that Miley Cyrus pussy. That doesn't sound...
Who's she with? That fucking Hemsworth guy, dog? He's fucking... Fuck that fucking guy.
She's fucked a lot of people, I think.
A couple. More than just him, but...
Is the guy you picked against me, fucking against Connie Mack, has he hit that shit?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think Conor McGregor's... had sex with Miley Cyrus, but I bet you...
No, I'm talking about you, dog. You picked against me, dog. Have you hit that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, have I fucked Conor McGregor?
Yeah, if you're so smart, have you fucked Miley Cyrus?
No, I haven't fucked Conor McGregor or Miley Cyrus. Either
have
one of them.
Have you played fucking Touch Butt in the Park, dog, with a bunch of fucking dorks and shit?
Dude, I guess you're right. I haven't played Touch Butt in the Park. And so
you
then
I hang out with dweebs, dog.
He looks like the kind of guy that would play touch butt with a bunch of dorks.
I have a lot of friends that aren't the coolest people in the world, so I have some dorky friends.
So they're fucking dweebs?
Yeah, I mean they're not the coolest people, but they're my friends, and you know we like to play around in the park and
touch
wrestle
butt?
A little bit. I wouldn't call it touch butt, but you know it's not.
You playing fucking grab ass and shit?
You know,
you ever kiss any of these guys?
Just in the mouth.
Oh, okay. That's not gay. That's not bros being buddies.
I can't believe this guy, this fucking Connie Mack's going to fucking come in there with his shitty fucking Irish tattoos and shit and he's going to fucking do damage to me.
I just think that he doesn't think that he knows he cannot lose. So
how tall is he, fucking 5'3"?
You just fought him.
Yeah.
I mean, when I fight Connie Mack, I'm looking for a rainbow because he's a fucking leprechaun, dog. He's fucking like 5'1", dog.
Yeah, you said you were going to punch him until Lucky Charms came out of him.
Out of his fucking butthole, dog.
Like a pinata?
Kind of. I mean, I'm fucking Mexican, if that's where you're fucking getting at.
No, absolutely not. I'm not trying to make this into a race thing at all. I'm just saying.
Have you guys seen fucking Stockton in the Olympics, dog?
Wait, Stockton?
America. In the Olympics.
Anyone from
Stockton? No, but like Stockton, we have our own fucking team.
What?
I don't think that's true. I'm going to go ahead.
What sports do you guys compete
in? Jake and I tried out for swimming, dog. We didn't make it, and that's how good the fucking team is and shit.
Yeah, because you guys can swim.
Who? Stockton swimming team?
Fuck yeah, dog. The SST, dog. What the fuck, man? Oh. This guy doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about. He's picking Connie Mack.
He doesn't. He really doesn't. Now, what sports are there that Stockton is participating in the Olympics? Again, I don't believe this, but...
There's the fucking BMX, fucking Dine and Dash.
BMX. Okay, so you go to a diner, you order food, the bill comes, and then whoever can get out without paying the bill the fastest on their BMX is the winner?
Fucking this guy finally smartened up, dog.
Yeah.
All right, so
BMX, Dine and Dash.
So you guys...
Wow.
Are you competing in that event, you and your brother, or no? That seems like something you guys would be...
Yeah, Nick and I fucking... We did it yesterday, dog.
Really?
One fucking time of 7 minutes and 38 seconds.
7 minutes? You guys ordered the food, consumed the food, and then bounced out of there in 7 minutes?
He ate a whole fucking pizza, dog. That was the challenge. We both had to eat a whole pizza, and then you had to ride out of there, dog.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
You had to eat the meal on the fucking bike.
Were there any other countries competing in this?
Russia, probably.
Latvia, yeah. Eastern European countries, yeah.
Estonia?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Moldova?
The fucking Greeks look like they'd be pretty good at dining. They know how to...
The fucking Ivory Coast, dog.
The Ivory Coast, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyone in the African countries besides the Ivory Coast? Sudan?
Congo?
Congo, okay. All right. Well, congratulations.
Yeah. You don't want those long-distance country runners. You don't want, like, you know, like, yeah.
They eat slow.
Yeah, because they eat slow, and, like, you ain't catching them, man.
No.
They'll never stop running.
You may not be as fast out the door on their BMXs, but they'll just go forever, and you'll never catch them.
Another event is you fucking tie a tuner, you put a rope around your neck, attach it to a tuner, and you put it in neutral, and you got to fucking swim a whole fucking channel, dog.
Whoa. So you're towing a tuner around your neck via a rope while you swim.
Exactly, dog.
Wow.
And that's another...
I've watched a lot of Olympics. I have the DirecTV coverage, and I haven't seen any of these.
I think maybe they have the... there might be some sort of Stockton Olympics happening.
Yeah, I think, okay.
You ever not do a fucking restaurant, dog, and you can order off the fucking menu?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how that works.
These are off-the-menu fucking events, dog.
Oh, okay. This is like off the Olympics, just off Olympics?
Yeah. It's like off Olympics, yeah. It's
got it.
Off.
Fucking, you ever been to Broadway? Sometimes you fucking want to take an off-Broadway show, dog.
Yeah.
I'm a
yeah.
big fan of the theater and the fucking arts. Sometimes I like a little off-Broadway action.
Really? What's your favorite Broadway show that you've been to recently?
Or off-Broadway?
Fucking Cats really got to me.
Cats
got to you, huh? Did it? Why is that?
Just fucking some of the songs and shit just spoke to my fucking heart, man.
Whoa.
I mean, I don't cry often, but I found myself fucking crying a few times.
Wow.
Jeez. Well, I'm glad it's back for you, for your sake, and it's back on Broadway,
kidding.
Cats, yeah.
Fucking Hamilton was a fucking beautiful production and shit.
Really? You understood all the little nuances to Hamilton?
I mean, it was weird that there was a fucking Puerto Rican Hamilton and shit, but I mean, to me, that was like fucking the new America and shit.
Yeah. Well, You know it's not about George Hamilton, right?
Like even Puerto Ricans can do stuff sometimes.
They can do wow. Okay, yeah. They can do a lot. All right. Well, congratulations on your love for theater. I didn't even realize you had that.
Oh yeah, he's a great actor. They had a huge acting competition on our show, George and GSP, where they each round they acted out scenes from their favorite movies, and then they had to do an original
scene.
They had to do an original where he wrote a poem about his love for Stockton, and George. Sang a song.
Okay.
And
is the fucking dork in there right now? Is he a fucking actor?
The dork has dabbled in some acting. He's been on a couple of.
Am I the dork? Right?
Yeah, you're.
I'm the dork. Yeah, I've been on.
Does this fucking Herb want to do a quick scene?
Yeah, let's get.
All right, let's do a scene.
I would love to.
I'd love to do a scene.
To
this
do
Herb
a big scene.
All right,
I'll fucking do a quick scene with this homo and shit.
I love
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. Well,
what are you guys feeling like here?
Doesn't matter to me. You can pick.
It's Nick. your pick, Diaz.
Fucking, I'm thinking
You want to do a comedy? You want to do a drama?
Fucking.
Are you funny or do you like to be serious?
I think he can go. I think he can swing both sides of that fence.
I got fucking range, dog. I like kind of fucking a dramedy.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Let's do a little fucking Caddyshack, dog.
All right.
Oh, I love it.
Dramedy. What a great dramedy.
Yeah, this
one's a real great choice.
I know.
A lot of
wait,
high tension.
You're gonna try to laugh at me?
No.
I mean, fucking remember when the girl's almost pregnant? That's not fucking drama and shit.
Yeah,
that was
yes,
drama
that was very dramatic.
Fucking Danny Noonan's life was almost fucking over, dog.
Yeah.
Bye bye college.
Yeah.
That Irish bitch. I know what fucking the Irish. That's why I've been watching it to get fucking angry at that chick to channel it to Connie Mack and shit.
Oh, I get all right. it. I get it.
All right, let's do a scene from Caddyshack. Who do you want to play?
You pick the fucking scene, dog. What do I have to do everything here for?
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, okay. Let's pick the scene. Let's do the I don't know. Let's pick how about the Bill Murray scene where he's got to kill the groundhog.
Hey, it's a gopher, first of all. Who's going to be the fucking gopher, dog?
Wait, we don't need the gopher. We just need you and me. You could be the Bill Murray role. You ready?
Who the fuck are you going to be, dog?
Well, then I'll be the fucking, what's the boss guy? Whatever his name was. I don't know their names.
Brian Doyle Murray,
yeah.
Isn't that who that was?
The Scottish guy, dog, when he's like, the golfer, fucking gopher, Abbott and Costello bit?
Yeah.
I don't even know the fucking movie, dog.
Okay. You pick the scene. I don't know if you want me to get you motivated. I'll play the Scottish guy if you want me to get you upset so you can get angry for Saturday night.
I'm fucking already angry at you, dog.
What the fuck? Just because I picked Conor McGregor, I think the guy's got a really good chance of beating you. I'm not saying he's going to beat you, Nate. I'm just saying that I think that he probably will beat you. That's what I'm saying.
Name me one fucking thing you've predicted accurately in your fucking life, dog.
Accurately in my life? Well,
should I be fucking worried? Are you like a fucking prognostication doctor?
No, I'm not a soothsayer. I don't tell the future. I have an opinion. That was my opinion. I didn't realize you were to call in and make it all personal and stuff.
By the way, rest in peace to fucking Miss Cleo, dog.
Yeah. Wow. Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo died?
She passed away, yes.
Is this like recently?
She like last week. I didn't realize that Nate...
One fucking hit. That hit close to home, dog.
Really?
She had to know that was
why? Were you a big caller to psychic hotlines?
I called Miss Cleo, dog, when I was fucking 8 years old, and she was like, you're going to grow up, you're going to be a fucking great man.
And that was it?
And master the English language and shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, well, I could see why you miss her now.
Yeah.
She did give you your future. She told you your future.
You want to do the fucking scene? Let's do a fucking A Few Good Men.
Okay.
I'm going to be Jack Nicholson. You be that fucking gay guy.
Okay. Wait. I think you mean Tom Cruise, but that's fine. All right. So why were you on the wall that day?
Fucking, I wasn't on the fucking wall, dog.
Sergeant, please tell me and tell the court why you're on the wall that day.
You fucking need fucking people like me and shit. Fucking, who's going to keep this country safe? Fucking you, Lieutenant Caffey, fucking Weinberg, that Jew over there, fucking...
Sir, answer the question, please. Were you or were you not on the wall that day?
The fucking line's code red, dog. What the fuck?
I don't have the script in front of me here, okay? I didn't realize that we were going to be doing masterclass today.
Code red, dog. I want the truth. You fucking can't handle the pontoon truth, dog.
Did you order the code red? Did you?
I don't have to fucking answer that shit.
Did you order the code red?
Fucking what, do you want the truth, dog?
Yes, I want the truth. Did you order the code red?
You can't fucking handle the fucking truth and shit, dog. 209.
Wow. Oh, wow. Jesus.
That was really good.
Yeah, I
see how I got 209 in there, dog.
Yeah. Let's you want to work another quick short monologue, and like let's see how maybe you can work 209 into another famous one. Maybe
you just want a fucking quick monologue.
Yeah, because I didn't really notice that you even worked 209 into that, and then at the very end when you mentioned it, I was like,
there.
Oh yeah, you did say 209 right at the end there.
All right, this is my fucking bit for my favorite fucking comedian and shit. I loved his last special. Fucking quick monologue. Oh, have you ever seen a man with an eye patch? It looks like a pirate. Oh, 209.
Wow, that was, it sounded like,
yeah.
First I thought it was Tony Hinchcliffe, and then at the end, you know, you threw 209 in,
yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I forgot that was even Nate doing that.
It's funny because you're so engrossed in your performance, but then it just, you know who it is at the end with the little 209 reference.
Yep.
And that's what
fucking,
makes it.
It's a nod to wink to the people who fucking get it. If you get it, fucking good. If you don't, fuck you, dog.
Yeah, right. You got any other famous scenes you want to do and maybe work a 209 in it? Or
this is a fucking scene. It's called The Scent of a Bedroom. It takes place in Scotland, and here it fucking goes. There's blood down there? I mean, do you just want to have sex? I mean... Yeah, I haven't jerked off in like 10 days, so. Well, what do you want to do? I mean, I'm not using a condom. 209.
I'm not using a condom. 209.
209.
Yeah, that's a little personal piece that you wrote called Scent of a Bedroom.
Scent of a Bedroom in Scotland.
Oh, in Scotland, yeah.
Fucking Ari Shaffir's ass is the Daniel Day-Lewis of asses, dog. There will be blood, you know what I'm saying? 209, fucking.
There will be blood.
Oh, now you're just throwing 209
anywhere
at the end of zingers.
Are you on the pontoon right now? Pontooning?
I'm still tuning, dog. This is a tune-up for the fight, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, a little tune-up for the tuner.
I do 5 rounds on the tuner before every fucking fight. It's the Tuesday before every fight. You get out, you do the quick tune up on the tuner, yep. 5 rounds, and you're fucking good to go, dog.
Well, I love it. Well, good luck this weekend. We got to let
man.
You go. We got to wrap up. Nate, thanks for calling. Great acting. I love you throwing the 209 in, and I will be rooting for you to the nth degree this weekend. Best
of
luck.
Good luck in your ass kicked.
I got one last thing to say. I got to say this. I'm sponsored. Fucking eat that Star Kiss tuna, dog. Tuna 09. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
I knew I should have hung up before. I'm going to go ahead and rate Skype.
Quality of that call.
Very bad. I'm going to give it a very bad rating. Steve, thanks for coming in. You got anything you want to plug? You got any dates?
I'm doing Bakersfield tomorrow night, Tremblor Brewing Company, and then Thursday night, Irvine Improv.
Cool. How long are you in town? You in town a while?
Town for a while, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
well,
man.
I love it. Come watch. We should watch a fight Saturday.
I would love to.
All right, cool. Consider it done. All right, everybody. Thank you very much. Consider it sucked. Sam and Ari back next week. Ari, sorry we lost you. Every time I tried to add the call, then I wasn't really paying attention to the show, which I wanted to do. So, everybody, suck it. Thanks.